Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Girls Night. I'm your host, Alexis Waters. Let's get started.
What's up, Girls Night gang? And welcome to a brand new episode of Girls Night with your girl, Alexis Waters. Okay, guys, I must admit I'm a little hungover today, but I have the one and only Astrid Went on the Girls Night pod today, and we are breaking down The Valley and Summer House this week, and I'm so excited, but thank God I have you here because I'm struggling a little bit today. I apologize.
I don't know how much help I'm going to be because I haven't slept in 6 months, and my baby just, like, can't get his shit together. I'm like, bro, go to sleep. Like, you're the only one who can sleep whenever they want to.
Yeah.
Do it. And he won't.
I texted Astrid this morning. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I kind of went hard last night. And she was like, it's okay. I haven't slept in 6 months. And I was like, you win. Like, mine's a choice. Yours is really kind of like your mother. Like, you have actually.
But, like, I guess I made the choice I decided I wanted to not sleep for the next 18 plus years. So.
Yeah. But they're so cute.
They're like, very cute.
And you're doing a great job, sweetie. And can we, before really quick, can we talk about the nail color choice you have today?
It's really aggressive, right?
Yeah.
So, it's like something I would have made fun of you for a few years back.
That's what I was just.
I've been seeing that short, bright nails are in, and then I follow this girl on Instagram, and she always has green nails, and it, like, looks really good on her. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I just don't know that it's for me. I think I actually am just a bubble bath funny bunny girl at the heart, and I shouldn't try to be someone I'm not, but I have green nails for the next 2 weeks now.
At least you're taking risks. But like,
it's so distracting.
I know. That's why I called out on it. For the audio only listeners, Astrid has like these like bright neon green nails. And mind you, like back in the day, like if I had like hot pink nails, she would be like, Alexis, what are you doing? And then like, even if I remember I had these like cover-ups that I had every single color and she'd be like, Alexis, if I see that one more time, I'm going to burn it. I'm like, okay.
But those were not cute.
Yeah, I know.
You can admit, looking back,
I know.
Like,
but I feel like that happens all the time with fashion. Even like things I look back, I wore like 6 months ago. I'm like, what the hell was I wearing?
Yeah, like I've recently been deciding that like I can't just continue to only wear sweatpants sets. Like, when is it coming to an end? Like, the pandemic ended 4 years ago and I'm still dressed like the world is shut down and like I should be wearing sweatpants every day. And I don't know that that's the move. Like, I see, like, even when I was watching The Valley yesterday, I'm like, wow, they're all dressed so cute. And all I wear is oversized t-shirt with like biker shorts or just like sweatpants set or workout clothes. I really need to step it up. Like, I don't look cute.
I know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, I wear aloe sweats every single day. And every time I go to the mall to attempt to buy like a cute, summery, like spring, I don't know, outfit, I end up buying a new sweat set. Like, it's like, I don't know what else to do. It just makes me feel comfortable. But yeah, no, it's like 87 degrees in Dallas right now. And I'm wearing a fucking huge sweater
now. I feel like, granted, you and I love to work out. So that's why like all my clothes are Lululemon, because I actually spend the most amount of time in workout clothes. Cause I get dressed, I go work out, and then I'm just in those workout clothes for the day. And then they go in the laundry. So it actually, just our lifestyle, I guess. Like, we just like working out and being in active wear.
Yeah. I'm an active wear kind of gal. Like, I always want to be this, like, other, like, I try to be, like, jeans and, I don't know, like, just try to step out of my comfort zone. I always go back to active wear. It's just our style. It's who we are, Astrid, okay? And I'm not mad about it. We're promoting a healthy lifestyle, too, okay?
And, like, I'm married. I have kids. You're engaged. It worked for us. So whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, now that I'm talking to you, I don't feel hungover anymore. I feel like I'm back. Okay. Okay. So let's start off with breaking down The Valley. Last week, we obviously the past couple of weeks, we've been doing Vanderpump and The Valley breakdowns. But this week, we're doing The Valley and Summer House, which is kind of my two favorite shows right now.
Same.
When I got home last night I went out and about here in Dallas, and I came home like wasted, and I was like, I want to watch Vanderpump Rules. and I'm glad that we chose
not to. Well, I saw memes saying Vanderpump is like officially over when we're watching episodes about water tasting, and I thought to myself, good thing I didn't watch. Like, yeah, I didn't even attempt to watch. Like, it just seems like it would be a waste of my time.
I know, which is so sad, because last week I was saying that to you. I was like, I feel like I can't even focus on watching it anymore. And that's been my favorite show for 10 plus years now, you know?
Yeah.
So for it to be like me being distracted during my favorite show.
But don't you feel like pre-Scandoval, we were kind of getting over Vanderpump, and now that the whole Scandoval thing has worn off, like, we're just remembering that it's like actually not as good as it used to be. Like, it's not the prime of Stassi punching Kristen in the face and like Jax just causing chaos and confusion all over LA. The prime is gone.
I know. And it just like is getting like really heated, like with Ariana and Tom Sandoval. It was
Is it?
Yeah. They actually like finally came to a head and they were arguing and she was like threatening to call the police. And it was just like, it kind of reminded me of my mom and dad fighting, like when they were getting a divorce, and it was, I don't know, it was giving me PTSD. But it luckily,
also, some things seem like they shouldn't be on camera. Like, there are some things where it's just like, should you guys be dealing with this like in private?
Yeah, yeah. Even just the Katie and Tom situation. Like, now Katie banged Tom Schwartz's best friend. It's getting weird. As if like that was the whole point of the show for years. Like, everybody was just banging each other, but now it's like, okay.
Are we too old for this?
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's get into breaking down the valley. I do have a slow hangover brain today. So you're going to have to help me break this down, because the whole point of the show was kind of like a telephone game. So yes. I'm going to try to break it down to the best of my ability. So
you got this. On last week,
thank you very much. So last week on the Valley, viewers left off with Michelle's girls' night, and there was like a blowout fight, but it said to be continued. So now we know the whole fight was because Kristen says that Janet told Jasmine that Michelle was a racist and Republican.
Which in LA apparently is the same thing. It's one and the same. If you're a Republican, you're also a racist.
Yeah. So that was like the big fight, but it didn't end there. It was just, it's a kind of a mess, because I don't really know what really happened or what was said. But regardless, like, Kristen just created this whole shit show.
Yeah.
And like, the fact that Kristen was canceled for racist accusations from Vanderpump, and for her to bring this out is just so...
It's a little wild, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like the story changes throughout the episode. When I was watching it in the beginning, I was very much like, oh, Janet definitely said this. But by 100%. The time we got like halfway through the episode and then you heard the context of it all, it was like, no, that's not what was said. It truly was a game of telephone that just like weirdly got shifted around. And then like nobody really wanted to take accountability for it.
Yeah, I know. Like, and I just felt so bad for Jasmine, like our friend that's like dealing with all this, because also there was another accusation about like a gay rights bill or something. I need to tread lightly here, because I don't know really if I'm making, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it was something along those lines. And it just was like, this is just a lot right now. You know?
So from what I understood, by the time we got around to, because I feel like we can kind of skip ahead, because like Kristen's side of the story, right, is obviously just that she was told by Zach, who was told by Jasmine, who was told by Janet, watch out for Michelle.
Yeah.
She might be a little homophobic. She might be a little racist. And she's a Republican.
Like, the whole Republican thing was like, yeah.
Like, I don't understand why they kept throwing that in there. Like, being a Republican doesn't make you a bad person. Like, you can have Republican views and be a good person. You can be a Democrat and be a really bad person. So like, it's really funny that in LA, because they are so liberal, being 100%. A Republican is a bad thing, which is like hilarious. But anyways, so Kristen thinks she's like fully not in the wrong because she is just repeating what people told her. Not understanding is that making a big accusation like that shouldn't just be blurted out.
Exactly.
But
that's why
Kristen was just doing her typical Kristen thing where like she's freaking out, she's back in the corner, she's worried about the ex-boyfriend. And so she tries to just like spin the narrative and like shift the focus to something else.
Yeah.
And she doesn't get that part. Like Kristen was not understanding her part of it because she was so dead set on, but this is what I was told.
Yeah, I know. A lot goes down at the dinner party at the end of the episode. So let's just break down some things that happened. Jesse and Michelle go to like this life coach / marriage counseling. And it was like really sad. Like
Like I was tearing up.
I know. So Jesse and Michelle, who like, I kind of see why they're together though. Like I could see their personalities at one point. Like I could
pre-kids.
See them work.
Pre-kids.
Yeah, pre-kids, I could see them working out. But then they go to this counseling and Michelle voices that she feels lonely and that like,
he doesn't compliment her.
Yeah, and she feels like they're more, okay, I just like spit a loogie. She feels like it's more like a brother-sister relationship rather than a husband and wife. And it like really broke my heart. And then she was saying how like he has really bad OCD and he talks down to her. Plus they work together, which like that's a lot.
I felt really, really, really sad for her. And like, obviously, I feel like I can relate to all these people
because
I have two kids and two young kids. And so obviously your relationship changes when you have children because you go from your focus being on each other to now there are like little things you have to keep alive and like they can't do it themselves. Like Kevin can do his own laundry. So like, sorry, I'm not folding your laundry anymore. Like figure it out. So like, your relationship changes, but I feel really sad for her because I feel like he is expecting her to be the same as a wife, but still do everything as a mother. And it's really not fully possible. And I feel like they're missing like the friendship at the core in a relationship because Kevin and I have gone through ups and downs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like right now, the last 6 months, it's like not the most we've been focused on our relationship because we have a newborn and a toddler. So it's a lot. But like next week, we're going to the Bahamas. So we can spend time with each other and like focus on each other because we acknowledge it. But it sounds like Jesse just like expects her to do it all without understanding what it takes to be a mom. And I just don't think he's a very hands-on dad, which I think is why she feels so lonely and isolated because she must be doing like 99.9% of the parenting, which is so hard.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know, but I remember the first episode she was saying how like he's never changed a diaper and she does like 90%. And even when they were talking about their sex life, that's when like I was like, oh, this is getting awkward because she was like, when they said the last time they even were attracted to each other. And this is the couple
years, right? Because their kid
like
is
three
what,
and a half,
three and something. Yeah,
the age of the kid is how long they said that the last time
they've been struggling.
But that really broke my heart, honestly. And I then think they're now separated in real life, right?
Yeah, they are. That's the couple that's been separated. Yeah,
it's been confirmed.
I also feel like they don't have a very good support system in LA, like outside of their friends, which I think is a really hard thing. And again, like my parents don't live in Toronto. Kevin's parents don't live in Toronto. So like when we're home, it's just us, right? Like we don't have a grandparent to just like drop a kid off for a couple hours. If we want to like do a night out or do anything, you're getting a babysitter. It's so much arranging, paying someone. So it's like a different ball game than if you have grandparents around. And I feel like they don't have that support system, which then puts so much more pressure on the relationship.
Yeah.
And Jesse just doesn't seem understanding at all. Like even just like jumping ahead really quickly to make my point of when they were at the dinner party and when he was like, everyone shut the fuck up and listen to Michelle. And then 30 seconds later, he shushed her and put her hand in her face. He's so rude.
I know.
Like, I'm actually, I don't wish for people to have broken marriages when there's children involved, but, like, I feel like good for her because he's not it.
I know. He's literally Jack's
Like, I could not be married to him.
He's literally Jack's 2.0. Like, I felt so bad. When he did the hand thing, I was like, and I really like Michelle. Like, I really do. I think she's so cool. And then she was talking about how he, like, talks down to her in, like, the business, too, which I could totally see. Like, even just when they were throwing this party. Okay, wait, sorry. Sorry, we're jumping the gun. Like I said before, it's a game of telephone. And, oh, it's a game of telephone. So then, like,
Janet then tells her story. Like, the next scene is when Janet tells the story to her husband, which I don't know her husband's name. I feel really bad because he's not in it as much.
Okay, I swear to God, I put down, Jaden is setting up her nursery, and I put just a blank line because I forgot the husband's name. I think it's Jason. I think it might be Jason. But honestly,
I couldn't tell you. This
is my job.
But he seems like a really nice guy.
Yes, nice guy, great guy. This is the lawyer. Let's just call Janet and the lawyer. Janet and the lawyer are setting up their nursery. Sorry, I had a brain fart for a second. But she was saying that the whole thing that happened was that Janet, Brittany, and Michelle were out to dinner one time, and Michelle was talking about like a bill to get passed or something. There must have been some kind of bill
that was getting, we don't know what the bill is because we're educated idiots. We watch Bravo.
There
was some bill that I'm assuming was not good for the LGBTQ community, right?
Perfect, Astrid. Like, you know, don't call yourself an uneducated idiot. It's only me. I feel like you're on top of your politics. Like, I don't know shit about fuck. But yeah,
I'm in Canada. It's a whole different ball game.
But
we all love each other.
I'm moving to Canada. You were saying about exactly what you said. I think there was like a bill that was
LGBTQ bill, and I think within that dinner, Michelle called it the gay bill or something like that, or the
something that
would have been not the right thing to call it.
So then Janet told Jasmine, warned her about like, oh, because Jasmine's bisexual, so she was just kind of like saying like, you know, like warning her a little bit.
This is kind of like, I didn't appreciate her being like offensive and disrespectful and, you know, not calling it the right thing.
So she says this to Jasmine. Jasmine then tells Zach, apparently, and then Zach tells Kristen, who I guess put all this together and came up with Republican and racist, which I really don't believe. I don't know. You know, it really is a fucking game of telephone. Okay. But in other news too, speaking of Jasmine, we get to see Melissa last night on the episode.
They're such a cute couple.
Such a cute couple. Melissa actually came to my house and she and I, when we went out in Dallas, she got hit on by everybody because her face is like perfect. Like, so she's so pretty. And like her and Jasmine
her
together.
Her boobs in that dress were insane.
I know. And Melissa and her, they are so yin and yang. Like Jasmine is, you know, like da 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 like me. And Melissa like calms her down. You know, like they're a great match.
I was actually thinking watching Jasmine on the episode, I was like, this is a very tame Jasmine. So it must be like her influence because Jasmine, when I was friends with Jasmine, would have been like going off and screaming at everyone to be like, everyone shut the fuck up. What's going on? And she just like sat there quietly and just did like her Jasmine faces. I was like, wow, this is such a like tame down girl.
Melissa makes Jasmine so much better. Like she makes her a better person, but Melissa's like really fun too.
That.
But yeah, no, they're perfect for each other. And it was so funny because in the car, Jesse and Michelle throw like a Capri themed dinner at one of their listings. And in the car, Jasmine, Zach, and Melissa. Jasmine was like, I love Italy so much. Melissa's Italian. And I was like, Jasmine, shut the fuck up. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It was just such a funny
Melissa's
comment.
From Jersey.
I know. She's like, I love Italy so much. Melissa's Italian. And I was like, we're from Jersey. What are you talking about? I'm
there's
dead.
An Italian and then there's a Jersey Italian and it's two different things.
Yeah. Like I'm a Jersey Italian. Like, you know, I know the difference, Jasmine. So yeah, sorry guys. There's a lot of names in the show. Jesse and Michelle throw a pre-themed party at one of their like listings for real estate. And this is where Janet and Kristen confront each other.
Yeah.
So I guess like Kristen was ignoring Janet's text messages, whatever. So Janet just calls her out like straight in front of the dinner. Is like, listen, we're all here now. Let's like.
Well, because to say someone called someone a racist
is
really bad. But then also to imply somebody is a racist is very like both are really bad. It's bad for Michelle and it's bad for Janet because it makes both of them. Well, one is a racist and one is calling somebody a racist, which is like a big word to accuse somebody.
And so, like, they all start getting into it. Kristen just says, oh, Zach brought it up. Like, she just, like, deflects and blames it on Zach. And then Jesse wants Michelle to talk. Like, he starts, like, slamming on the table. He's like, let Michelle talk. And then Luke.
I know.
Luke, like, and Jesse start going at it because Jesse kind of like calls Kristen out. He's like, you're lying. That was never said. And Luke and Jesse start going at it. These guys do not like each other, but like there was like a part where Kristen was like watching Luke stick up for her. And she was like getting so turned on. You could tell like it was like made me extremely. No, it's good
that
like it
got like happy for her because she clearly has not had that.
I know, but like it was just funny to watch because like, dude, you were the one that started all this, you know, like.
But also Jesse would literally break Luke in half, like with his pinky. I don't know. Luke is like a little like granola twig.
I know, but it's like, it was just so funny. Like, honestly, like I wasn't expecting this from Luke. Like I did not expect this kind of behavior from Luke. He's actually like low key good reality TV.
But do you think being with Kristen makes you be better at being like combative? Because she seems really combative. So maybe she's gotten that out of him a little bit.
Which isn't really like a good, like this isn't a good, healthy type of, you know, like you shouldn't be trying to bring that out of a person, you know?
True. You know what I mean?
So like Janet's like, I'm done with the crazy Kristen. And then like Jesse at the end calls Kristen out. He's like, weren't you canceled for making racist comments? And so like the episode ends with Kristen crying and like all the flashbacks of what happened with Vanderpump Rules and how she got canceled off of that show because of like stuff she said to
that. They accused stuff, right? They accused a bunch of stuff and it was very like racially charged accusations.
But the ending of The Valley too kind of reminded me of like The Hills. Like I feel like this might be the new Vanderpump Rules. I know I said this last week, but I'm thinking it is.
Watching the ending and watching Kristen sit on the couch and like break down about how she got kicked off Vanderpump and all those things just made me think, why are you on the show? Like, is this good and healthy for you?
I know.
Like, I just think there has to be a point where like your mental health and your well-being has to be more important than like being Bravo famous. Like you're not even like famous. You're Bravo famous. Like you're famous to people like you and I, and we don't even think they're famous. We just think they're like
so entertaining, just
insane people to watch.
Fascinating. You know? It's iconic. Like,
like they're BravoCon celebrities, but they're not like real life celebrities.
But
you know what I mean?
They are, Astrid. They are my kind of A-list celebrities. Speak for yourself, because we're trying to go to BravoCon, okay? And we're trying to get on Watch What Happens Live. So I don't
know. We are going to BravoCon, but I'm just saying, when does Kristen choose her own mental health, her well-being, a happy life, a healthy relationship? Like, when does that become the priority?
I agree.
Now
I know.
We're at 40 and she's not there and she's posting stories that are like about Janet, about, you know, whatever. Like she's still in that stage. Like that's what you do when you're 22, not when you're 40.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the thing. I think I wrote down like the fact that a lot of like the Bravo celebrities, I feel like it seems like when they're 40, they're still like not trying to settle down. Not Kristen in particular, but like just overall. Like I feel like they're – they still are do like they're still going out part like you know like it's kind of their 40s or like their 20s.
I wrote that down. I said, you know, like, I wonder if these people, it's Peter Pan syndrome. Like yeah, they don't grow up.
But not only
just. We have friends in LA that are like that, where it's just like, wow, you guys are still doing the same thing. Like, are you tired?
No.
Are you good?
I literally went out last night and I was like, first of all, I don't really get like that drunk anymore because I've been doing this shit for years. Like, you know, like it's like, it doesn't even affect, like, it's not as an enjoyable anymore.
You don't get fun drunk. You just get really hungover the next day.
Hello, I'm sweating out tequila at this moment. You know, like it's fun when you pick and choose. Like I never go out in Dallas. So like going out last night was fun because I never go out. But like I can't even imagine like filming a TV show and that be the like you have to drink. You know what I mean? Like
I wrote
that down. I was like, even Summer House.
And then they have to go take care of kids. How is Brittany taking shots and then taking care of a 2-year-old? Like, I truly don't understand. Like, I have one glass too much of wine and I am just like a zombie the next day. And I'm like, is it bad if I hand him the iPad for 2 hours? Because I'm not good. You know what I mean? So it's like, how are these people just pounding shots of tequila and fighting with each other? Like, you have to wrestle a toddler tomorrow. Like,
I know.
Save your energy.
I know. I don't even want to think about it. It's hard too because like I told you I'm getting off birth control this month. And it's like some days I have like this excitement about kids. And then there's other days
I know.
My sister was like, Alexis, it's so much fun. Like she FaceTimed me with my nieces in the bathtub. And like, it was like, I get so excited, but then I get like scared.
They love you so much. Like, you know how Tyler probably gets annoyed with you? It's like your kids don't get annoyed with you. Like they love you unconditionally. And it's like, you can be like, stop screaming and like lose your cool. And then they're just like, ooh, numbers. And then they forget. Like nothing like, fully registers. It's the best.
Tyler would get annoyed with me. Are you sure?
Kevin gets annoyed with me.
Tyler is so happy that I'm doing stand-up comedy because I am out of the house and doing other things. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, go, baby, go. Like, do your thing. And also, side note, I did stand-up, my second stand-up show 2 nights ago.
Yay.
I fucked up so bad. I had a, like, last week when I did it, I had a panic attack before I went on stage and I killed it. This week I had a panic attack. I had a panic attack on the stage.
Oh, good.
But good. You know what? It's a part of
the
game.
But did people think it was part of the bit or no?
No, I got some laughs, but I got some chuckles, but it was definitely not as good as I was last week. Like I fucked up my first joke. So it was like,
Catching up the whole time.
Yeah, I was like, shit, Alexis.
But that's how you learn. That's how you get good.
I know.
I was watching these comedians from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and they were talking about how they all started in New York, and now they're all like on a show with Larry David making it. And it's like, you've got to start somewhere.
I know. And I love it. Like, that's the thing. Like, and I'm doing it. Like, the fact that I'm getting up on a stage in front of fucking people is like an accomplishment in itself because it is really scary.
100%. That's what Kevin and I were saying yesterday when we were watching the documentary. We were like, to put yourself out there like that and to like say, I'm funny, and then like believe in yourself and hope other people laugh at what you're saying. Like, I could never. I would die. I know.
But the fact that I'm I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
I think I can get really good at it. I'm just going to keep going, you know? Like, it's kind of like, it's like I'm an athlete. Like, I sucked. Like, I had a bad game. But I got to keep going.
It happened.
Okay. So let's break down Summer House really quick. I am loving Summer House this season. I can't believe
it's my favorite.
I think this is our first recap of Summer House, right?
Yeah. I actually feel like this is the worst episode we chose to recap Summer House because not that much happened yesterday. So maybe we could just like talk about Summer House in general a little bit of what all has happened up to now, because it's been so good. But then yesterday I was just like a dud episode.
It was milk dud of an episode. I was so pissed too because I was watching it this morning and I was like, damn, I feel like Summer House has been so good this season. And this episode like really wasn't
Like, I didn't like, really take any notes on
it. I did break down, but we could just, break down, like, what's going on in general. We can, like, touch base on, like, little things that happen. Yeah. But so we are watching Carl and Lindsay's relationship this summer kind of crumble, to say the least. Like, it's so awkward. And now we know, obviously, for people that are not watching, that don't really know what's going on in Summer House, Carl and Lindsay are planning their wedding this summer during filming of Summer House. And
they're supposed to get married in November. They said November 17th, and they're filming in the summer. So they're a few months away.
Yeah. And we know now that the wedding, Carl called off the wedding. So, like, none of this happened.
What, a month and a half before, right? Like, right at the end of summer.
So, basically, right at the end of filming. So, the past, like, two weekends, every single Friday, they've been, like, fighting like crazy. Lindsay has been accusing Carl of doing the cocaine, and he's sober for 5 years now. So, to, like,
California sober.
California, so yeah, weed. And but the fact that, like, you're accusing your fiance that has, like,
a substance abuse issue of doing drugs is, like, really low.
But
she doesn't acknowledge that she's in the wrong for it. Ever. That's, like, the part
she reminds me so much of my friend. Like, it's, like, it's so expected of Lindsay, though. Like, you can't even, like, be like, oh, like, how could she do this? This has been Lindsay since been Lindsay. But even, like, he talks about her drinking, and, like, it's just not healthy.
She seems like she's a mean drunk, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, or just, like, I mean, she just likes to drink. She likes to get wild. For somebody to be, like, sober and, like, having to deal with that, like, it's just not a good
I just don't think you can be a drinker and be with a sober person. Like, I think you can, like, enjoy wine here and there. But, like, when I'm pregnant and I'm around drunk people, I'm like, ew, everyone is so annoying. I need to also be drunk to, like, deal with any of this.
That's why I got so drunk last night, because everybody was so drunk. And it's like, I can't, like, this doesn't, you know, like, I'd rather just, it just makes other people, you know, I don't know.
You need to be, like, on the same wavelength.
Yeah, or else, like, it doesn't make sense.
And so that's the thing. If she was just to, like, and you have to think, last season, she wasn't really drinking. So that's when they were getting along so well. That's when they got engaged, because she was being sober. She'd have, like, a glass of wine here and there, but she wasn't drinking heavily. Now she's back to doing the shots and everything. And it's like, I'm sorry, Carl is going to remember things more vividly than you when he is sober.
Yeah, I
than
know.
Than you who's drinking. And you also, when you're drinking, things are, like, so intense and exaggerated. Like, something happens and you're just like, oh, he's so rude to me. And it's like, he probably wasn't. He's just, like, told you to stop, but you're just being sensitive because you're tipsy.
I know.
Because I do that. Like, I love to start fights when I'm drunk.
Oh my God. Last night when we were coming home, like, obviously Tyler, like, is from Dallas. And, like, he said he used to, like, run the streets back in the day, like, when he was, like, a pimp. Like, when he was, like, a pimp. So, like, all these girls were, like, coming up to him. And I, like, when I got home, I was like, how many girls did you hug tonight? Like, being just so annoying. I just like to, like, you know, be annoying, but, like, I know, like, he was a virgin
sometimes
before he met
me. Sometimes you have to pretend that you're jealous, but they think you're, like, more into.
Literally what I was doing last night, I was like, I was like, who'd you hug with the blue dress? Meanwhile, like, I know he was a virgin before he met me, you know? Okay, so.
We know what the ex looks like.
Okay, so also okay, so
gather yourself.
Okay, so last night, I'm not gonna look at you. Carl also asked Kyle to be his
flower boy
for the wedding, which was so awkward because Carl, like, is this the right word? Initiated the wedding for
officiated, officiated with an O.
Officiated the wedding for Amanda and Kyle. So like the fact that he asked him to be a flower boy, it was so awkward.
Well, the part of it that's weird, I think the part of it that's weird is that he is still having groomsmen. I think if he wasn't having groomsmen, but he still wanted him to have a part in the wedding. So it's like Kyle's the funny guy, make him the flower boy. It'd be one thing.
Yeah.
But the fact that he still is going to have groomsmen, but Kyle is not one of them when they've been best friends and he officiated his wedding. That's the part that's weird. Like I only had my sister as my maid of honor and I didn't have a bridal party. But then I had you or other people like give speeches, right? So like that's not weird.
It was
but to
it,
have that, but then not include him in it is kind of odd.
And
I wonder
have,
if that's Lindsay. Like, do you think that's partially Lindsay because she doesn't really like Kyle?
Yeah.
Or they have like their beef?
Yeah, I feel like Lindsay and Kyle have like a brother-sister relationship, but like the past year, she hasn't really, they haven't really had like a, remember he called her like a bitch last summer and Carl didn't stick up for her? It was like a whole big thing.
Right.
So like I kind of understand, but like Carl is so scared of Lindsay, which like, I feel like, it, right? Like so, I know, but sometimes like I want Tyler to be scared of me, you know, but like this is on a whole nother level. Like I would never have Tyler be scared to talk to, like have his, like I would never have Tyler have his friends involved. Like, be so scared that he couldn't have a friend, you know?
But do you think everyone's a little scared of Lindsay? Because Kyle in the episode last night said, I don't even want to give my full honest opinion because it's like his full honest opinion would probably be don't marry her.
Or I feel like maybe it's just like nobody wants to deal with the wrath of Lindsay. Like it's a lot.
Right.
And like it's a lot of energy that you would have to use.
I love Lindsay though.
I know, me too. Like she's great reality TV. She has been giving us great reality TV for years. Like I will never forget.
Why don't you go make me a sandwich?
I swear to God, I was just going to say, how many sandwiches have you made for me? How many sandwiches have you made for me? Literally, that scene, she has so many iconic lines that it just like, you know.
She really does.
Yeah, like.
Love her.
How many sandwiches have you made for me?
It's like, I hate that their engagement is broken and it didn't work out, but to get single Lindsay back on Summer House.
But
for
do
next
you think
season,
that they're gonna
be amazing?
I know, but it's like, how many summers are they gonna like party? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's I like I
well,
think I
like
was
how I, this season they're filming stuff in New York too, and they're filming stuff away from the house. Like, I think that's like a really good way to like shift the show because their life has expanded beyond just like partying on the weekends because like, they're buying homes, they're getting married, they're wanting to have kids. So I like how they're kind of shifting the show in that sense. So maybe that'll be what it kind of turns into next season.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I love how we see Ciara, like, doing all her modeling. Like, she's trying to get a modeling contract in New York. Love that. Love Ciara. She's so hot. And I'm loving – I love Wes and Jesse Solomon. They are
great additions.
Like, they kind of are making – equally. Like, Wes and Ciara, I'm loving their relationship. I truly don't know if they end up together. I think I watched, like, a Us Weekly interview with Wes, and it gave me the vibes that he was single. But, I mean, this is just my opinion. But I'm loving Ciara and Wes. Like, and just
Ciara,
Jesse
in general, is the MVP of Summer House. Like, I feel like they have not shown her in the past enough. In this season, anytime she comes on my screen, I'm just like, you are the hottest thing ever. Your body's insane. Your hair is beautiful. Your face is flawless. You have a career. You go hiking and camping. Good for you. I couldn't, but good for you. And she's just so funny. Like,
I
feel like Austin kind of ruined her in that, like, we didn't get to see her shine. And you can tell she just, like, worked on herself. She is in shape. She is living her best life. And we're finally seeing, like, the best version of Ciara. And I love it so much. Like, I'm so obsessed with her.
I know. Me too. And she's so young. Like, she's still really young. But I agree 100% with the Austin thing. I feel like Austin, like, that whole Austin's... And like, remember he made out with Lindsay like while he was dating, like that was just not, you know, I root for Austin sometimes, but he always ends up disappointing. You know what I mean?
No, you know who Austin reminds me of. Like, Austin is a devil.
I know.
Austin is a devil.
I know. Let's not go there. Also, on last night's episode of The Summer House, Kyle and Amanda like go house hunting in New Jersey, and the house that they were looking at was like
very nice.
It looked like it was in the Hamptons. I was like, I live in New Jersey. That doesn't look like where I'm from. Like, you know, it was so beautiful. And Kyle
it
and Amanda
must have been like far, far away from the city though. Like, you're close to the city, your mom's house.
Yeah, I feel
like it must have been further in the suburbs.
Like, Amanda is like set on moving to New Jersey, settling down, having kids, and Kyle and his mullet have other plans. Like, he wants to stay in New York and he's still going out till 4 a.m. And I was just like, I got home last night at like 11:30 and I was like, you know, like that was a late for me. You know, like the fact that, but he's always been like that. But some guys just have that personality where they can go out all the time. But on next episode, they have a preview and Kyle says to Amanda, he says, being married to you is so lonely, like so lonely. Like, I'm so lonely being married to you. He says that next episode.
Oh, and it's really like sad. They're definitely so not sad. On the same page right now.
No,
like, I feel like she is always like super annoyed with him all the time. And it's like she makes it into like a running joke and like bitches to the girls, but there's obviously some like underlying root issues there where they're not on the same page. I feel like he probably puts her down a little bit back home with like the work stuff, or like she's lazy or she doesn't do enough. And that would get really annoying really quick.
And then like the cameras pick up on the weekend. So she's probably like boiling from like the week and she gets, you know, and but I feel like Amanda and Kyle always prevail. Like, they always end up working out.
So like, they're the example of opposite of Jesse and Michelle, where like at the core, they're friends. Like at the core, even if they're like having a huge fight later that night, I feel like they would like watch a show and like Kyle would make a joke and they would both like laugh. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're those people to where they're friends more than anything too. So like, maybe romantically they're not at their highest of highs, but like they're still friends and they still are going to have each other's back.
Yeah. Agreed. Even like Craig and Amanda, I feel like Craig and Paige. I love Craig and Paige.
I love them together. Like, she has kind of made him hot. Like, when he was in the outfit from the racing thing, I was like, I just picture him with the nail polish making pillows, but like, that's kind of a good look. You should go work at a garage somewhere.
Wait, I thought the same thing. He's like, Craig, this is what I was thinking about. I think I wrote this down, but Craig like has really had such a glow up. Okay, there's the fucking balloons. Craig has had such a glow up, and just not even just like on the, what's the word? Like on the exterior,
not only just the appearance,
not only physically, but matured.
Emotionally. Yeah. He's matured.
He's matured so much. Like
think of Craig with Naomi when he was like trying to figure out his life, to Craig with Paige, where he's like confident and he's not like dependent how he was with Naomi. You know what I mean? He was like such a broken little puppy after they broke up. And like the way he's even speaking about like, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's like, you know, he wants it to work out. So he's like an adult and it's now an active choice to be together. Not just like I need to be together because this is what gives me security.
Yeah. And I feel like they work. Like, I feel like they're friends too. And friends are being friends first. Is the most important thing. Take it, relationship advice from Astrid and I, friendship first, okay? And then what's
everything else.
Yeah. But
but you have to be friends, because in a relationship, you're going to go through so many ups and downs. Like, money changes, intimacy changes, kids change things. You can get sick. You can,
family.
Like, so many things can happen. But if you're friends, and if at the end of the day you can like just laugh together and enjoy each other's company,
that's what I was gonna say.
You got like, it made.
And you like the way I feel like I enjoy spending time with Tyler. Like, I genuinely enjoy his company. Like, I want to spend time with him. You know, like, I like him. Like, I like him as a person. You know,
yeah.
Like, it's,
yeah, same.
It's that's what.
I also like Kevin.
right? You like I liked
him. Yeah, like I like him. Like if something happens, I'm like, oh, I want to tell him because I want to hear what he has to say. Like yeah, he's going to like be funny or give me good advice or like whatever. But like he's my best friend.
Yeah. And like while I'm doing like stand up too, which is like so scary. Like I go to Tyler and he's like, you got like he like hypes me up. Like he's like, you got this. Like and I practice my material in front of him. And he's like, you know, like it's. Just a happy girl these days, okay? I'm hungover as fuck, but I'm a happy girl. But no, I am loving Craig and Paige. I just think Paige is so beautiful, so hot.
She's so cool.
So funny, so cool.
She's so
and
cool.
I love Giggly Squad. I feel like Giggly Squad kind of mm-hmm. reminds me of...
We're like a wannabe big Giggly Squad, but we'll get there.
Yeah. We'll get there. But I feel like that's like... You know, like I see a lot of similarities.
Who's the page?
You're the page. I'm the Hannah. Like the Vogue. Okay. We know that. Let's be real. You're the page. I'm the Hannah. We already know that. But no. So to sum it up, yeah, we're hitting like fucking an hour. Great talking to you, but I gotta go. What else happened on Summer House last night, other than?
I think that was pretty much it. Yeah, like they were looking at the house. They're not filling the same page. I feel like today.
Oh, Andrea came back.
Oh yeah, and
Andrea.
Andreas. And Lindsay's old BFF came back.
Oh, Danielle.
For a second there, Danielle came back.
For a second there. I know. The thing is too. Like I'm so focused on like. Paige, Carl, Lindsay, that like, I forget there's another girl that like just comes and goes. I feel like the cast is just like changing every week.
But I kind of like that. I like that they don't make the Summer House their life. I like that they're just like, I can't come this weekend. Like I have other things to do. Like I love that Danielle's like, I got to work.
Yeah.
Like,
she has to have sex with you. She bangs like a drummer boy. I'm loving this. Like, I just think I love the cast of Summer House so much. We did pick a dead week, but I'm glad that we broke down the Valley and Summer House this week. I feel like, is there anything that happened in the Bravo world that we can wrap
Sheena
it up with?
Did Sheena get Dancing with the Stars or was that fake news?
That was an April Fool's joke and I can't believe you fell for
it. Oh, I really thought she got Dancing with the Stars.
What a loser.
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry, but like who still makes April Fool's jokes as adults?
I know.
Like that's for children. Like I don't think, oh, it's April 1st. Everyone's going to be making jokes. Like, it's so stupid. April Fool's is such a stupid day.
Don't be mad that you got fucking fooled, bro. Don't be mad.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to be funny, just be funny. You don't need one day to, like, fool the world. You know what? I think it's because my ex-stepdad's birthday is April 1st, so I just don't have, like, a good memory of that day anymore.
And, like, the fact that you're drinking a Diet Coke when you know I'm trying to stop drinking Diet Coke right in front of my face.
Are
is
you?
Really meant. Well, like, I feel like I'm trying to cut back. Like, the past year, I've been having, like, one Diet Coke a month. I've been trying to switch.
That's
I told you, like, I tried to start drinking the Poppy.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I have a Diet Coke every night, and today I'm having two because I needed one for the afternoon to get me going.
You're fucking wild. Okay, Astrid, I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming on Girls Night. We killed it. Okay, where can everybody follow you? And do you have anything else going on you would like to share?
No, I have nothing going on because my life revolves around my children. But if you want to see my cute kids, you can follow me at Astrolock.
What's the latest of the children? Anything funny? Anything exciting? Because last time
We took the pacifier away from Augie and he's been killing it. Like he's been doing really, really amazing, except now he naps way less and he wakes up way earlier. So joke's on us, but you know, it's going to be good for his teeth. So these are the sacrifices I have to make. Nash has started doing formula some, cause I'm trying to like give myself a little bit of a break with nursing so I can do both. So that's been really good for us. And Augie's going to start getting potty trained when we come back from the Bahamas. And we've been putting him on the potty here and there and he's peed in it 3 times. And it's like, I didn't think I could be so happy from seeing another human pee in a toilet. But like the way I jump up and down and chant for him when he pees in his little potty.
I would love to see that.
Honestly, becoming a parent makes you kind of a loser. But in the best way ever. It's like, you're such a loser because all you care about is your kids.
Yeah.
And you stop trying to be cool. Like, I used to just want to be so cool all the time. And now I'm just a mom and it's the best, but Astrid, I'm just like not cool anymore.
That's just not something you could just take away. Like, you were born cool. You can't just like,
you can't buy cool. You're right.
You can't buy, like, it's just something you were born with. So don't take that away from me. You're always cool. And Kaya, my niece, last week she pee-peed on the potty, baby. Woohoo! And my sister texted me. She's like, Kaya did it. And I was like, so like, I'm kind of in there, like, but like, I'm on the sideline, you know?
You understand. You get it. I feel like I understand. When I talk to you about kids stuff, you're like, you understand what I'm talking about. Because your sister and I, we had our kids like a month apart.
Yeah,
our first ones. And then she had the second like a little bit earlier than me. I don't know how she's surviving. It seems really intense. But you understand. But
no, yeah, I understand. And soon.
She's in the same stage.
And soon I'll be doing it. Okay, love you so much.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can catch an all-new episode of Girls Night every Tuesday, and make sure to follow us on social media at @AlexisWaters_ and at Girls Night Hangout, where you can find weekly updates about the show and some behind-the-scenes action. Also, make sure to check out my jewelry brand at WhoNation by Alexis and use code FLASH25 for 25% off your entire purchase. And please don't forget to subscribe. Love you. Bye.